We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here at 922, talking USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. They have their June school board meeting here tonight at 6:30 p.m. That is a virtual meeting, and you can view it on the Facebook page of USD 383. We talked about one of the items here on the agenda tonight. Another one is construction. Last week, I know there was a special meeting discussing the guarantee maximum price for the Bergman construction. Tonight, we shift gears and it'll be on the high school.
Yeah, we got the GMP approved for Bergman last week, at least phase one at Bergman, which is the site work and the preparation for the storm shelter. And then tonight's the big one. This is the single largest project that we have on this bond issue, is the addition onto the high school west campus to bring our ninth graders up. So the architect teams, construction teams did a wonderful job. Mr. Doors navigated that process very well with his staff. So I think we're really happy with the high school project we're bringing forward tonight.
How much is that going to expand the high school? Is it all the west campus there?
It's all on west campus. It should take our capacity up to around 2,400.
Okay, very good. And Katrina, did you want to add anything to that?
I'll just add that I've been very pleased with the progress of all of our bond construction. And as Eric mentioned, our team, as well as our partners on the construction and engineering side, have really done a phenomenal job of keeping the board informed, of keeping us informed on progress, on the guaranteed minimum prices, et cetera. So we're moving along very well, and this is going to be wonderful for our community.
Yeah. Well, I drive by a lot of the projects every day, and I see work going on. Looks like the rec centers are coming along very nicely. I saw some pavement being laid over at Anthony Middle School, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the driveway got poured to the rec centers. They got our concrete slabs done at both middle schools. That's a big step, you know. When you can put down concrete instead of being on the mud, it makes rain a lot less worrisome. So I love seeing concrete trucks go in those directions.
Yeah. And the early learning centers, at least I know the College Hill one, looking pretty good. I haven't been over by Eugene Field. Is that one under construction too? I can't remember.
No, Eugene Field hasn't started yet. It probably won't start until next spring. Just because I don't have a place to put those students. But College Hill is progressing wonderfully. That team, BHS team, and Clint Gibbs is my architect at BG, and they just been flying through that project ahead of schedule, so really proud of them. It still won't be finished in time for school to be open, but it's going to be pretty close.
Yeah. I was wondering, because it's amazing how quickly that thing is going up. Some other items on the agenda here tonight. What about some good news here? Do we have anything on donations?
Donations, Grant, do you have those, Katrina?
I can pull them up here in just a second, but I don't have it sitting right in front of me.
Okay.
Let me go ahead, and while she's pulling those up, I'll say we have our graduation report coming tonight. So we put together all the MHS graduates and the MBA, Manhattan Virtual Academy, and the alternative school graduates coming forward. We still have a plan for an in-person graduation for Manhattan High, and I believe that is on August 2nd, Sunday. So hopefully we're crossing fingers that we can turn things around in our community and still have an in-person graduation out at Bishop Stadium.
What is the size of the graduating class? Do you have any idea?
Oh, it's right around 400.
Okay.
So we'd need around 400.
Yeah, we'd need to phase out of the restrictions then in order for that to happen.
Yeah, well, that's one reason why we're planning at Bishop, because I think we can stage it and spread kids out on the field, families around the field, and it might be some people progressing through, you know, families progressing through, so many families in the stands at the same time, and then they progress out when their students finished.
Very good.
So it might not be everybody staying there for the whole 3 hours.
Yeah. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to that. Hopefully that will, we'll cross our fingers that that stays true. Katrina, you have the donations and grants.
I sure do. All right. We have a $6,000 cash grant from Feeding Kansas Kids to USD 383 for family meal kits to be distributed during Fit Closet Hygiene Day in June, and a $500 cash grant from the Kansas Association of Retired School Personnel to Eisenhower Middle School for EMS reading night supplies. And we appreciate everyone who donates to USD 383.
All right. That's always good to see, and obviously donations and grants come in very huge right now when there's a lot of uncertainty. I know there will be a little bit of discussion on budget planning, but I know a lot of that still kind of hinders on stuff from KSDE probably.
Yeah, our budget planning actually looks pretty good. You know, COVID reduce some of the expenses that we have for in-person during the end of the year, so we'll actually probably transfer more money than we typically would, but that's good because I think we're going to need it. And it'll be things like the technology purchase and trying to get some of the personal protective equipment ready in the buildings when it's time to go. So we're seeing some extra expense along that end. It'll just be hopefully they can follow through on what the statutes say as far as funding, and if that takes place, I think we're in pretty good shape budget-wise.
All right. Well, is there anything else maybe I haven't covered here that Katrina, you'd like to add, or Eric?
You have anything, Katrina?
I think that we've just about covered it today, Eric.
Okay. Michelle wanted me to make sure I pointed out that Dr. Wade just sent out an email, I believe Monday. Basically, he's planning on sending out an information update every week on this is kind of where we are. So I'd ask people to look forward to that, and we have those displayed on the website, our district website. And the one this week kind of centered on that we're working on a plan, the continuous learning between April 1st and May 14th that we really implemented on the run. And while we realize we're going to have to take some of those components into the fall, that we're prepared to do much better with that when we get our legs under us. So he just asked for continued grace along that way as we develop our plan in accordance with what KSD is going to push out mid-July. And he wanted the public to know that we've been preparing for schools to reopen, and Dr. Wade split us into four teams, that he's put committees together, and they are facilities and safety, instruction and technology, resources and support, and coordination and communication. So all four of those teams, and then we've been meeting, the leaders of those teams have been meeting together to kind of get on the same page, what areas cross over. So we've been putting those together, and I think we made really good progress in the last week as far as formulating our plan down.
Now, I know that there's a lot of work being done on the educational side of things. What about, and I'll just ask this my final question here to you, but activities, when do you expect a final decision on activities like high school football and other activities?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and it's a question I have too. KSHA is our governing board, Kansas State Activities Association, and they pulled the plug on that during the state basketball tournament last year. It's going to be difficult for KSHA because you still have some communities that haven't had one reported case, and then you have communities like ours in the hundreds. You've got other communities in the thousands. And to be a state governing activities association, but we play some of those communities in the thousands, and some of the communities with less than 100 play us in the hundreds. So I'm not really sure how that's going to work. You talk about social distancing. Football is not very good for social distancing, and neither is basketball, soccer, or a lot of our activities. So, yeah, I'm about as curious about that as I am anything, Brandon, because activities are important. Speech, debate, and forensics are important. I'm just not sure how we're going to pull that off.
Mm. Yeah, time.
And I've got a comment on that as well, that Eric's talking about, you know, the officially state-sanctioned sports activities, but, of course, those activities extend way past just state-sanctioned activities to club sports and dance practices, et cetera. And so even in absence of guidelines, I think it's imperative for all leaders of any activity to consider what we can do as community members and community leaders to still have activities in some way, shape, or form while maintaining good practices, which we've already discussed that today, is hygiene, social distancing, face masks.
Yep.
So we can't just sit back and say, well, we're not going to do anything until guidelines are sent, or, well, we're just going to do business as usual. It's not. And
yeah.
I think that all leaders have got to continue to step up and consider their own activities and how we can impact stopping the spread of this virus in our community.
Well, we'll leave it at that. We're out of time, but appreciate you commenting on that, and we'll see what happens with activities this fall. Eric, thank you for being here. Same to you, Katrina.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks a bunch.
All right. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.
Goodbye.